your station.
Well, it's the big show. Yeah, there's a big bad show tonight.
Our biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to their website, granadatheater.com, to check out their show listings for the week. You guys realize we are just over 2 weeks away from the biggest show of 2015, and that would be Ticket Stock 2015.
That's right.
On Friday night, it's going to feature the Time Wasters, and on Saturday night, a free concert from the old 97s. So a musical twin bill at Ticket Stock this year. Yesterday, Deep Dish Danny sent out an email to all ticket staffers wanting to know what songs you were going to do for the Time Wasters. Have you guys decided?
I think so.
I think George has decided.
Going to be announced at a time of your choosing?
Yes, at a time of my choosing. That's the way I always roll.
Funny song or serious song?
I'll let you be the judge.
Okay.
Okay. Can we judge now or
no,
is it
not
still
now.
Of your
not
choosing?
Now. No.
Gordo, have you decided?
I have not, Craig, but I do have some very strong candidates.
Okay.
Very strong.
I bet I was the first one to respond to Danny, because Descending Hunan is letting me out of our world tour to appear solo with the Time Wasters at Ticket Stock, and I'm going to do a song that I haven't done in a decade.
Wow.
Okay.
That's reason enough right there to go out to Ticket Stock.
That's right.
Jesus Loves Me?
It's not Jesus Loves Me, no.
Okay.
Thanks for asking. All right, let's get to our candidates this week. Biggest show coming to town. Candidate one, Friday night at the American Airlines Center, Chris Brown.
Oh, yeah.
So it was in 2009 when his domestic violence case made headlines.
Yeah, he beat up Rihanna, right?
Yep. And that made life on him tough for a while.
But he's playing sold-out arenas, so...
Yeah, he's kind of back to normal now.
Bounced back.
I don't think this is part of the song, Jer.
It's a remix.
Oh. Yeah. He beats his competitors and his non-competitors.
Did he ever do any jail time for that?
I don't think so. I think
I
he got
think
probation.
He had a lot of appearances scheduled right after that, the Grammys, etc., and they canceled all of those. Radio stations stopped playing him for a while. He did a big interview with Larry King about it. And then I guess he started to rehab his image.
Okay.
Maybe he's changed. Can we or should we forgive Chris Brown? Did you ever see pictures of her? The beaten up pictures?
I don't think so.
I want to say that some of those made it out.
Yeah, they're not.
And they're
not
pretty bad.
They are not good.
You know, I guess it would be Christian of us all to forgive him, but that doesn't mean that you have to support him.
You don't
right?
have to give him a lot of money to go to his concert.
Right.
Yeah.
You can do the good thing, I guess, and forgive him.
Yes.
But you don't have to stand in the front row of his concert and cheer him on.
I encourage everyone to be Christian at home during the concert.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys ever like his music one way or the other?
Nah, not really.
All right, let's move on then to candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. This will be Friday night at the House of Blues, Guster.
Guster?
Sounds like the O's.
Yeah, it does sound like the O's.
Oh! We were young, 21.
This isn't the O's.
In came the fascination, everything was out of control. A life untried, thickets and thorns.
They're an alt band from Boston. Their last album, made it to number 2 on the U.S. alt charts, and they've got a new album coming out right now, basically. It's about to be released.
Going on right now.
It's going on right now, folks.
I'm not real familiar with them. I like this.
They've been around about a decade, I think.
Yeah.
We're just hearing about them. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I like this. It's kind of an interesting name, Guster. What does that even mean?
Guster.
Guster.
I don't know.
All right, candidate number 3, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. It's the comedic stylings of Cat Williams.
He's black.
K-A-T-T. And Jer informs us that we are unable to play any audio from his concert because the whole thing would have to be beeped.
Really?
Yeah.
You see the HBO stuff?
Crack a joke without saying the F word.
I don't understand.
The F word, the N word.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
You know what? He funny.
I use those all the time. Yes. What's the... I don't understand what you're
saying. Haven't seen him.
Does he have an HBO stand-up special?
He's got a couple. One was called The Pimp Chronicles, which was pretty damn funny.
Funny name.
Hmm. Funniest comedian out there?
No.
Cat Williams?
Yeah. See the comedian of the moment?
Hmm. I don't know who that would be, but I would like to do a segment one day on stand-up comedy, which held a place of reverence for me and I know all my friends when we were kids. Is it the same today? Are stand-up comedians still...
Yeah, I mean, Louis C.K. is a giant star. I don't know if his stand-up is making him that. I think his TV show is.
Yeah, do people still...
aspire to be a stand-up?
Well, not only that, but back in the day, you couldn't wait for Richard Pryor's next album to come out. So today, do kids download Louis C.K.'s latest work, whatever that would be?
Yeah, I think so.
Where they look up the concert videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Like him, Bill Burr, stuff like that.
Do kids do this? I don't know if... Do you think the 10-year-old kid is doing that?
I know this 10-year-old kid was obsessed with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, I know some kids, they still look at... Yeah, they do. My kids have done that. Look at comedians online and stuff.
I don't remember Richard Pryor. That was before my time at that age. But I remember Eddie Murphy's albums.
Mm-hmm.
The comedy albums. Yeah.
Sneaking those and listening to the Eddie Murphy albums.
Yeah.
I thought that butt song was about the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
All right, candidate number 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the House of Blues, Corey Morrow.
He's a good Texas dude. I think he's one of those Texas Tech dudes. I think he was out there around the same time as Pat Green.
It's not a studio version, is it?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so. Working that acoustic sound.
Where's this?
House of Blues.
Doesn't need the overclapper. He probably doesn't know, but we've played with him before. Actually, he probably doesn't think we played right in front of him.
Hmm, okay. Huh.
And so, he'll remember you guys as the worst opening band he
probably
ever had. That's how he'll remember.
Probably, yeah.
All right, that's candidate 4. Candidate 5, big show coming to town. Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Sarah Evans.
Well, she used to have it going on. I haven't seen her in a long time.
She's 43, so good chance she's still got it going on.
Uh-oh, what's this one? Feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. Got dressed through the mess and put a smile on my face. I wonder what happened. I got a little
bit stronger. Oh, she got stronger.
Oh, she did? Riding in the car to work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt. So I turned on the radio. Stupid song made me think of you. I listened to it for a minute. But then These placeholder lyrics? It sounds like she's just chronicling her day.
It's a diary song.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
She's pretty.
So
stop sounding so country.
She was married, had a crazy, wild divorce.
What does that mean?
And then, it just means the details are way too long to go into.
Uh-huh.
But you can read about it. Anyway, throughout the divorce, there were all sorts of weird rumors with her and all these country stars. She eventually, in 2008, remarries.
Okay.
And she married Jay Barker, the former Alabama quarterback.
From Alabama!
Yes!
Keith Jackson officiate that?
And they now live in Mountain Brook, Alabama, with his three kids and her three kids.
Brady Bunch.
It's a Brady Bunch.
Oh.
But an Alabama Brady Bunch.
Oh, hey, Keith. You're back.
Here's a story
of a man named Barker, and he played for Alabama.
Gosh. We do need to do Keith Jackson's cover album. Well, this is her best song. If this is hers.
Yeah, this is her finest work.
Sarah,
All right, finally, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday night at the Windstar in Thackerville. The Four Tops.
I thought they were down to three tops now. One of them died. Have they been seated yet?
A couple of them have died.
I'm not sure that's correct.
It's a great song. I love this song.
Are they Canadian?
No. They're from Detroit. They are credited along with the Miracles, the Marvelettes, Martha and the Vandellas, the Temptations, and the Supremes as the bands that created the Motown sound.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Yes, Gordo, we know you hate Motown.
Yeah. No, I
don't
I
have
like
any soul.
Motown.
We understand that.
It's okay. I just wish that Motown had never heard of reverb.
Look, they worked with what they had back in the day, and this is what it sounded like.
Well, they didn't record in airplane hangars all the time.
What's wrong with this? Turn that up.
Do you know how much stronger this music would be without reverb?
I don't know if that's reverb as much as it is. It's just kind of low tech.
No, you can be low tech. I mean, a lot of Beatles stuff, they didn't use reverb. And it's low tech, four track recordings.
You're sure of that?
I'm sure of that.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one, Friday night at the American Airlines Center, Chris Brown? Candidate two, Friday at the House of Blues, Guster? Candidate three, Friday at Verizon, Cat Williams? Candidate 4, Saturday at the House of Blues, Corey Morrow. Candidate 5, Saturday at Billy Bob, Sarah Evans. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at the Windstar, the Four Tops, George.
Jeez. I'll say Sarah Evans.
Gordo.
Without a doubt, it's my favorite band, Guster.
Never heard of him.
Sean.
Cat Williams.
Jer.
I'll take the field.
Stop
you
it!
You can't.
I haven't done that in a while. Come on. I don't know.
Last week.
Four Tops. I don't know.
All right, Fernandez.
Four Tops.
All right, I'm trying not to support him, but I think Chris Brown at the AAC is probably the biggest show, but I'm the only one voting for him.
Why are you voting for him? What are you doing?
The rest of us are X-ing out domestic violence.
The person you support.
Yes. Floyd Mayweather opening?
Everybody stop high-roading me. The winner, though, with two votes, Sunday at the Windstar, the Four Tops.